With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu have spoken after Israel's deadly attack on humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Frustrated by Israel's handling of the Gaza war and outraged over the killing of seven aid workers delivering food, the president told Netanyahu that Israel must do more to protect civilians and aid workers.
We're looking for concrete steps to alleviate humanitarian suffering in Gaza.
National Security spokesman John Kirby said the president expects specific and measurable steps by Israel in the coming hours and days, or the U.S. would reconsider its policy toward Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge has ruled against Donald Trump in the election interference case being prosecuted in Georgia.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee says at this pretrial stage, he's ruling in favor of the prosecution, saying there's nothing to suggest that Donald Trump and his co-defendants are being prosecuted just for making false statements, but that they did so acting willfully and knowingly to harm the government. Trump's legal team says it disagrees and will evaluate options to challenge the ruling. Last June, Trump said his opponents were trying to silence him. The indictment, which was issued by a grand jury, accuses Trump and 18 others of a scheme to illegally try to overturn the results of the 2020 election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An early spring nor'easter is hammering the Northeast with heavy snow, rain, and high winds, with some northern areas expected to get up to 2 feet of snow. Around 670,000 homes and businesses remain without power Thursday afternoon from West Virginia to Maine. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 530 points, the Nasdaq dropping 228. This is SRN News. A leading pro-life group is on a terrorist watch list.
The University of Maryland's National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Response to Terrorism has a long list of identified terror groups, and amongst them is Students for Life of America. Two members of the group were arrested in 2020 for writing the words, "Black Preborn Lives Matter," on a sidewalk. That was apparently enough to put the SFLA on the list. A spokesman says the group is considering legal action. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds nearly 90% of Jewish parents with kids in high school say they are rethinking their children's college plans in the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel. Many college campuses in this country exploded with anti-Semitism after the attack, and many parents say that will impact what schools they send their kids to. The survey released by Hillel International also reveals nearly 20% of Jewish parents might not let their children go to college at all. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slumped after a Federal Reserve official raised the possibility of delivering none of the cuts to interest rates this year that Wall Street had been banking on. That's if inflation worsens. The S&P 500 dropped 1% for its worst day since February. It erased an earlier gain of nearly 1% that had brought it to the cusp of its record. Markets were already unsettled before Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari expressed concern about inflation. The Dow was down 530 points to close at 38,596. The Nasdaq lost 228 to 16,049. The S&P 500 dropped 64 points to 5147. New York oil rose $1.16 to $86.59 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.